Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR senior education reporter Carrie Young, welcome back to The Common.
Hey, Daryl. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes. Always happy to have you, Carrie. All right. Well, Carrie, let's get right into it. Pro-Palestinian protests are being held on college campuses around the country, including here in Greater Boston, as the devastating war in Gaza continues. Now, Carrie, we're taping this at 11 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th. So let's start with this morning's news. The student protest encampment at Emerson College was cleared by police early Thursday morning. Over 100 protesters were arrested. Some injuries were reported. Carrie, tell us what happened there.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, administration at Emerson and also city officials had communicated to students that they have broken several city ordinances by having the encampment there, whether it was like a noise ordinance or that you can't camp out on public property, which where they are on Boylston Place Alley is considered a like public right of way. Mm-hmm. And so they said, listen, be prepared. Police are going to be coming by to remove you. They will ask nicely at first, but we will be taking this encampment down. So Wednesday, WBUR sent a reporter out there. We did not see any police there at the time. We later learned that Thursday morning around 1:45, 2 o'clock, that the police did arrive, some in tactical gear, to clear the encampment. As you mentioned, there were arrests. The students did not just leave as they were asked, and so there was a struggle. But currently on Thursday morning, last I heard, that there were crews out in the alley power washing it, and the encampment has been removed.
What's been the fallout from those arrests?
So a couple of things. One is that classes are canceled on Thursday, and that is just for safety precautions, just to make sure that things kind of calm down in the area. But then also, because Emerson and where this encampment was, it's in the city of Boston, it's right downtown, that public alley is public property, Boston property, that these students are going to face punishment from city ordinances and city laws. So it's more than just suspension from school. The school doesn't have as much control over it if it was something that happened purely on campus property.
Understood. So that's a developing story. But at the moment, there are other encampments at other campuses.
Right, at several across the city.
Tell us more about what exactly students want from their schools and why they've chosen this mode of protest right now?
So it depends a little bit on which campus you're on. There are a couple through lines, though. The big through line that I've noticed is that the students want a ceasefire. They also want the universities to identify and then also divest from any kind of like financial involvement that they have with Israel. I do know at MIT, I talked to some people involved in the encampment there, that they want MIT to change funding sources for some of the research projects that right now the Israeli military is funding in some way. Mm. And they say the university has done this kind of thing in the past. They could easily do it again. And they've reached out to leaders at MIT to try to have this discussion. So it really depends. Over at Harvard, I do know they had a protest on Wednesday, and then they popped up an encampment on Wednesday too. And that partially had to do with they wanted to speak out against the recent suspension of a pro-Palestinian group from campus. So a newly formed pro-Palestinian group had organized people again to join a rally and then pop up tents for a new encampment there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to go back to Emerson real quick and ask you, what has been the reaction to the arrests that took place there?
So WBUR's Simon Rios actually got a chance to talk to the mayor at an event she was at today. She did answer some questions from reporters. And so in some of those responses, she said that she had reviewed some of the body cam footage, not all of it. But in some of the body cam footage, she said she saw police asking many times protesters to, you know, take down the encampment, that they would be coming through, really trying to get the students to do what they were asking without using force. And so she highlighted that. But she also highlighted the fact that there were some city ordinances broken, and those ordinances have to do with health and safety. So here's a little bit of Mayor Michelle Wu commenting on that.
We welcome and uphold and respect the right to peacefully protest in public spaces in our city. The issue was with fire hazards from the tents and the public health and safety risks that encampments and tents in particular pose in the city.
So it is still a developing situation, as Emerson is not the only college right now in the Boston area that is dealing with this. So we'll continue to see how police respond to these encampments. When I was at MIT on Wednesday, there was a police presence there, but they were just kind of making sure things were staying peaceful. They weren't doing anything other than observing. That could change, though.
Understood. Carrie, I want to take a break here, but when we get back, I want to focus a little bit more on Harvard and talk more about the suspension of the pro-Palestinian groups on that campus. So we'll be right back.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
And we're back with WBUR senior education reporter, Carrie Young. So, Carrie, we're talking about the protest encampments here in the greater Boston area in support of the Palestinian people. Right now, students at Harvard have an encampment. Can you talk more about that?
So Harvard's an interesting case. I feel like the administration is trying to navigate the situation very carefully. When you think back to January, even think back to December, actually, when former President Claudine Gay was called to a congressional hearing to talk about some of the protests that had been happening that were pro-Palestinian on campus. There were allegations of anti-Semitism. She was really criticized for making the case that Harvard has to balance between the right to free speech, but also make sure that people aren't being harassed and it's not going to lead to violence. Lots happened between then and January when she ultimately resigned. And so all of this is kind of history that didn't happen that long ago, mm-hmm. that Harvard is, you know, in a precarious situation. They want to give the students the right to free speech, but also make their campus a place that is welcoming to everybody. Mm-hmm. Leadership at Harvard is really trying hard to navigate the situation in a way that ends peacefully.
You know, Carrie, I'm curious to know if you talk to any students and what did they have to say about all of this?
Yeah, so the WBUR team fanned out on Wednesday to try to cover several of the encampments. And so first, I went to the MIT encampment on Wednesday morning, and I talked to Prahlad Iyengar, and he's a grad student. He was in the encampment there, and I asked him, are you guys anti-Jewish? You know, or is there any kind of anti-Semitism coming out of your messaging right now? And his answer was very clear. It was absolutely not.
We seek to uplift, you know, the Jewish voice over what I would call the Zionist narrative, right? I don't think that it's at all fair to equate Zionism with Judaism. They're not the same thing whatsoever.
Then, over on Harvard's campus, Max Larkin, my colleague on the education desk, was there as students had popped up tents. Because when he first got there, he was like, I don't really see anything. Nothing's really started until when the rally was supposed to start, tents popped up and things really began in earnest. Now, he talked to Junior, his name is Prince Williams, and he says that they are trying to speak out, as I've mentioned before, against the suspension of another pro-Palestinian group from campus. But he said he's also been inspired by other campuses where there are encampments. Here's what he says.
We saw our brave comrades in Colombia really show us that in strength in numbers, that our movement is gaining momentum, and college campuses across the country are answering the call.
And then finally, Willoughby Mariano, she is an investigative reporter at WBUR. She was at Emerson on Wednesday. Now, that was before police vacated the encampment. And she did ask a junior, Dylan Young, are you guys scared of being arrested? You know, you guys have been warned that police are going to be coming. So are you guys scared? And he said, yeah, we're scared about a lot of things. Here's what he said.
Everybody here, I think, is afraid of this kind of repression. They're afraid of police. They're afraid of jail. They're afraid of suspension. They're afraid of expulsion. But what's much more scary to us is what would happen if we don't try and what would happen if we fail in our project here.
So I think if there's any kind of pattern that we're hearing from all of these students is there's a lot of passion. They feel very strongly about the things that they are protesting for.
Have you heard any reports of any sort of anti-Semitic act on any students on these campuses?
I know at least at Emerson, school leaders have said that there are credible reports of students being harassed or that kind of thing, that there have been anti-Semitic remarks. But when I was at the MIT encampment, for example, I did not hear that, and our reporters didn't hear that. Obviously, we're not there 24/7, so mm-hmm. we don't know fully. We just know from what administration had said to students and that was made public later on. So according to administration, yes, but from, you know, just stopping by, it's not the first thing you hear.
Broadly speaking, what did administrators have to say about the protests themselves?
Well, what I've heard a lot is that the schools say they really want to emphasize that free speech means a lot to them, that they love that the students are exercising their right to protest. But at the same time, the encampments kind of cross a line. You know, we heard Mayor Michelle Wu talking about health and safety, risks and violations, and just like the disruptions that that can cause. This is different than just a rally that you might schedule. And so, you know, I think that is the message that we're hearing a lot from different administrations when we've heard back, gotten statements back from these schools.
We are at the end of the school year. Is there any sense that these protests may continue over the summer and even into the fall semester?
You know, I would say it's hard to say for sure, but just based on the momentum that we've seen, I mean, these started in the fall and they're still really going strong right now, that I would say it's probably a safe bet that we'll see some kind of demonstration continuing to happen through graduation and into the summer. What that will be and the form it takes, we'll see, but we're probably still going to see something.
Well, Carrie, thank you for your reporting and coming through to the Common to talk to us about it. We really appreciate it.
As always, a pleasure to be here, Daryl, and thanks for having me.
And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us, head on over to Instagram at WBURTheCommon. Hit us up there or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.